Recently, the Polish media widely commented on the criminal trial of a Protestant pastor, Paweł Chojecki. The government's prosecutor's office has accused him of insulting the religious sensibilities of Catholics and insulting the president. Some journalists, as well as haters, have said many critical and even offensive words about him. But are they true? Who is Pastor Paweł Chojecki? Pastor Paweł Chojecki, raised as an atheist. As an adult, he decided to become a Christian. Today, he is the pastor and founder of the New Covenant Church in Lublin. He is also the founder and editor-in-chief of Against the Tide TV, its magazine and publishing house. We have to provide the tools, the form, the platform for the gospel suitable for our times. He graduated from the special university class in the Stanisław Staszic High School in Lublin, where he also met the love of his life, and now his wife, Marzena. She was the answer to his first prayer to God. In 1981, he participated in the preparation of the anti-communist teachers' strike in Lublin, shortly before the introduction of martial law. He also took part in the Independent Students Association strike at the Krakow University of Technology. During their studies, he and Marzena developed their love for mountains. As students, they became Tatra guides. Even then, they dreamt of changing Poland and doing something extraordinary. After many disappointments in the student life and the first era of the Solidarity movement, they finally hit the right track. They discovered that before achieving great things in the public sphere, they must first change themselves. It was then, in 1986, at Wisła Hall in Krakow, at the age of 23, that Paweł Chojecki made the most groundbreaking decision in his life. He realized that Jesus is not only a historical figure, but is also alive and close to everyone. That was when I understood that I am sinful, evil. Before that I had thought of myself as a good person, one because of his drunkenness, another one because he cheats on his wife, yet another one because of his egoism. Everyone deserves the punishment of hell. But God loves us. That's why Jesus, who is innocent, went and died for my sins, once and for all. And the resurrection is the proof of the sacrifice being accepted. So I cried out, Jesus, I want to be yours forever. Save me. Immediately after turning to Jesus, Paweł Chojecki became involved in the activities of Franciszek Blachnicki's campus ministry and in American mission organization called Campus Crusade for Christ. He then became an active lay Catholic animator. In 1988, along with his friends, he founded a Christian association called Reconciliation in Lublin. They began publishing the monthly magazine of the same title and printing Christian books in limited editions. However, he soon discovered that the Roman Catholic Church isn't based on the Bible, but on human dogmas that contradict scripture. He realized that it is not the Bible, but the magisterium of the Church that is the highest authority in this organization, and that according to Catholicism, what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary is not enough for salvation, but that sacraments and so-called good deeds are also needed. In 1989, he decided to leave the Catholic Church. He founded the Christian community Reconciliation and ran the publishing house of the same name, which was printing Christian literature professionally. At that time, Paweł Chojecki also translated books from English into Polish. In 1996, he established the New Covenant Church in Lublin, which was then entered into the register of churches and other religious associations. In In 2003, Paweł Chojecki began publishing the Christian Social and Political Monthly Against the Tide and became its editor-in-chief. Paweł Chojecki embarked on a pioneering path in Poland by combining pastoral and political activities. It was on the day before vacation. Can you imagine? A child has been taken away from a family in a bad financial situation, all that with the full sanction of the law. He joined the Free Market and Conservative Party, the Real Politics Union, which at the time was the most libertarian community in Poland. He became a member of the group's main council and its spokesman. The politicians have prepared for themselves health service, the hotels, the limousines. They have even prepared for themselves judicature. Along with Artur Górski, a Law and Justice MP, he organized a meeting of Real Politics Union leader with Law and Justice leader Jarosław Kaczyński. After a few years, however, he left the party after its leaders adopted a pro-Russian rhetoric. In 2008, Pastor Chojecki established Against the Tide TV. You gave me hope. I'm feeling so grateful to you, and I feel the hope that it's not over yet. Because there are people like you who are not scared nor ashamed to show they are patriots. There are people like you who are still there and are not afraid to go against the tide, against the media propaganda and social pressure. I place my hope in the people like you. Hello, this is Against the Tide TV Live. My guests are Marian Kowalski and Paweł Chojecki. 8 years later, on February the 1st, 2016, Paweł Chojecki started a daily program on Against the Tide TV. The show is devoted to commenting on current topics. Initially, in terms of live viewership, the program was one of the most popular on YouTube, gaining from several thousand to several hundred thousand views. Holding the New Testament in front of the cameras became Pastor's hallmark. Since then, Against the Tide TV has already sent many thousands of copies of the New Testament in the whole country. Against the Tide has become a grassroots patriotic organization. It's not only a newspaper, a television, or an internet portal. It's a community of people scattered all over the world, whose hearts beat for freedom and Poland. Those people are committed to devoting their energy, time and funds for these values, because Against the Tide is a medium that functions not thanks to taxes or state subsidies, but thanks to the support of its amazing viewers. We have this studio thanks to you. We can broaden our offer thanks to you. Our dream of producing quality Christian movies comes true thanks to you. Although Paweł Chojecki graduated from the Krakow University of Technology, not a theological seminary, several thousand people listen to his sermons every week. He is involved in planting churches, overseeing the formation of over 20 communities in Poland and among the Polish community abroad. His goal is to return to the good traditions of Poland from the times of the Golden Age and the Protestant Reformation, when the Bible was the focus of the Polish elite, and freedom and tolerance were at the highest level in our history. He wants to achieve this by reaching Poles with the gospel of Jesus about free salvation. Pastor Chojecki initiated the Megachurch Project, an initiative aimed at the evangelization of Poland, which is based on four pillars: strong local churches, modern media, a Christian university, and Christians in politics. The motto of his ministry is, "Zeal for your house will consume me." John 2:17.